Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of March, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, stock markets. Well, in Asia, they were mostly a bit higher. Not a bad performance by Japan. Indices Nikkei up 0.69% here, a little less for the other indices. Japan's steady overall, and it is a market that we like, certainly on the medium and quite possibly probably the longer term. But in the short term, I'd be surprised if it did a whole lot in here. There's a little bit of apprehension because the economy, first economy, has been a bit soft. They have high energy costs, as you know, and there's the debate taking place over whether or not they're going to be able to restart some of the power stations. The government wants to do it. Industry mostly wants to do it. And the public is quite opposed to it. I think something like 69% of the population, so as opposed to it, so it's a delicate issue. The fear obviously runs high, but then against that background, Japan's also going to have a tax increase, and that's coming up quite soon, in the next few weeks. So this apprehension, I think, is going to hold Japan in check for a little bit longer. Now, elsewhere, China was up today, the mainland China indices, but we're talking about tiny gains here. For instance, Shanghai Composite Index, which, what was that, down 58 points or so yesterday? Well, it's up 2 in here today. So that's dead cat bounce territory, and it's still a nervous situation. And I also noticed that the HS China Enterprise Index was actually down a fraction here again today. Taiwan, South Korea, Australia, all a little better, but we're talking small percentages here. India, which has been on a roll ahead of the elections, but it was a little bit weaker in here today. The Sensex down almost half of 1%, but that's had little impact on the overall chart because before that we had two strong surges into new all-time high ground overall. The elections start next week, but it's a complicated process, and there are an awful lot of voters, and the count is slow, so we probably won't have the final result until sometime, or we may not have it until sometime in May, but Narendra Modi is heavily favored to win, and that's what I've been holding on for, that could be extremely good. I don't think he'll get an overall majority, but you never know. But will he get a coalition partner or partners that enable to have some strong and effective economic governance in India? Well, I'm an optimist, and we will see. And obviously, there's more importantly than my optimism is that we're seeing some big international money moving into India, and that may also reflect some of the money drifting away from China, which remains a bit of a conundrum. I know I've got a lot of subscribers for whom English is not their first language. That means a riddle without a solution, and that's kind of the way it looks in terms of the political developments that are taking place at the moment. But remember, China's cheap here overall, so I think it'll be okay, but it's certainly not performing at the moment, although it is somewhat oversold. Best in Asia looks like Thailand up here, up 1.13%, but it's very much in an overall ranging pattern. Elsewhere, Europe was mixed again here today, but I noticed Italy, which I believe was up yesterday, is slightly higher. So are the Netherlands. And Germany, which I think took a hit yesterday, but that's a little bit higher, just under 0.5% higher here today. It's quiet. The UK almost unchanged. The Eurostoxx 50 almost unchanged. Brazil, which has taken a beating recently on concerns over China's growth and consumption of resources, slightly steadier here, up a third of a percent. And Mexico also higher. Wall Street. Now, this is interesting. And Owen's got some terrific copy on Wall Street, talking about the S&P and the number of shares that are overextended. Relative to the MA. The index is also overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. And so many corporate overextensions, this really reflects a lot of money flowing into the USA. Now, that's nothing new about that. That's been going on for a long time. But I also heard when I was in the home gym this morning, someone saying that on the new high that we have seen this month on the S&P, that the breadth, the market breadth, in other words, the number of shares that were moving higher versus the number of shares that were moving lower, had deteriorated significantly. Now, given the overextension, given the deteriorating breadth, so fewer companies participating in the move to the upside, those are little bit worrying signs. I'm not looking for any huge sell-off, but as you know, we've said that 2014 is going to be a more problematic year for stock market, more choppy year, and we've had an awfully good run since the end of January, regaining all those on Wall Street, regaining all that January decline of about 6% and going a little bit beyond that to the upside. Well, I think these gains are vulnerable in the short term, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a pullback here overall. Okay, what's happening in the government bonds? Well, prices just drifted back a little bit, but the eyebrow raiser is that having had that US 10-year slip just below the 2.6% level, that it then shot up in 1, 2, 3, 4 days, shot up from just under 2.6 to above 2.8, since taking out the February highs. Now, I don't want to overemphasize that, but it moved upwards more quickly than it came down within the last few weeks. Overall, the pattern is still one of ranging, which has been taking place since the September high above just above 3%, which was then retested in December and early January before falling back to a little below that 2.6 level. This looks to me, this is, I've been describing it all along as a medium-term ranging consolidation, and I think it will eventually be resolved by a push to the upside. But that I've said before, I'm not holding my breath on that. It may take a while to actually occur. Partly because although the U.S. economy does continue to recover, I mean the bull market's only 5 years old. You know, I've said this, if I've said it once, I've said it over 100 times, that following Following a credit crisis recession, it takes a minimum of 5 to 7 years to get back to anything close to normal GDP growth. And since so many economies were affected by the same situation, the real weakness that we had in Europe and China's current situation, don't be surprised if it takes longer than that. But again, I emphasize that on Wall Street, I don't see a bear market, not any kind of real bear market. I never, but it, could we get a 20% reaction this year? Yes, is the answer. But to get there, we'd first see a 10% reaction, and it's been an awfully long time since we saw a 10% reaction on Wall Street, and one is overdue. I will put it that way. Okay, what else to mention in this interesting world here? Just adjusting my screen pages here. Just taking me a second. And precious metals, well, they started off quite well early this morning, but then that all faded. Silver had been strongest, got up to I think about 21, 21:30 at one stage. It's not showing here on the screen at the moment, but or the day's range isn't yet. It's reset for the new after hours trading. But it then came back and it was down slightly on the day, down about 9 cents to 20.81, where it is right now. Palladium also a little lower, as was platinum. Gold has held up best, but off its highs, and it's just below 1350 here right now. Silver has gone from short-term overbought to short-term oversold. So I think silver is fair value down here at 20.81, and gold's overall performance has really been quite steady. Now, grains and beans. I'm a little annoyed to have been stopped out of my corn yesterday. Although I've had a good run in it in recent weeks, but that was up in here today. Wheat was stronger still. I've still got the London wheat, and that's doing well. Soybeans were down a little bit. Crude oil still coming down as well. The WTI, that's the US crude, is right back on that $100 mark, and that's down 1.09. So that's good news, because there were concerns when that whole Russian push into Crimea was taking place, that would cause a surge to the upside. Some people went in and bought on that basis, but they've subsequently come back out. So the problem for growth is not crude oil prices. But a lot of countries have competitive problems in terms of overall high energy costs, and take Europe for example. I know I'm awfully critical here of their energy policies, but I think it needs to be said. And this staggering amount of money that was spent on subsidizing all these wind farms. We've had that in the UK as well. And, you know, Cuisinart for birds, very unpopular with people, inefficient system for sure. And the real green technology that's coming on gangbusters is solar power. And the uptake level, I mean, most of the solar panels that are up today capture maybe 10%, 10, 15% of the energy that they receive, but the technology is improving so fast with the help of graphene and so on that we're getting up to 40-45%, and that's going to continue to climb. And I wouldn't be surprised if 5 years from now, if we weren't seeing returns of 70-80% or even possibly even higher. And eventually, I would think that we'll get a 100% capture, and that's going to be a very, very attractive source of energy, particularly as you can put these on the roofs of most buildings, these panels. So all that lies in the future. Most people are sort of seemingly always terrified about the future, but hey, technology, you can't beat it. And it's going to make conditions much, much better here overall. But in the meantime, it takes a little bit of time. And I mean, if Europe did more fracking, well, they didn't do any fracking, but that would certainly be virtually, that would leave the whole continent is less vulnerable to Russia in terms of both gas and oil. But I digress. What else to mention here? In the commodities, steadyish overall, and including nickel, where there have been some supply cutbacks, but copper had been really quite weak in here today. $295. Man, it's been a significant break below that $300 level. So mixed fortunes here on this day, but I think that's covered all the major points. So all the very best to all of you.